Final preparations are underway this evening in Hollywood for the 82nd Annual Academy Awards Ceremony. Among the 10 films nominated for the Best Picture Oscar this year are Avatar, Precious, The Hurt Locker and The Blind Side. There's also tough competition in the Best Actor and Actress category. We spoke to Adjunct Professor of Cinema at the University of Southern California, Bobette Buster, about some of the actors and actresses who could walk away with a coveted Oscar.
I mean, everyone's saying it's a foregone conclusion that Jeff Bridges will win for Crazy Heart. He's been nominated 5 times for an Academy Award. He's a beloved member of the community, and that it's like that film was just made for him to win an Oscar. It's apparently, the film itself is good. It's not great, but the performance, the character is extraordinary, and Jeff Bridges is extraordinary. So it's everyone seeing it as a kind of a done deal that Jeff's going to get the Oscar for Best Actor. For Best Supporting Actor, it's a similar thing. Everyone's saying it's Christoph Waltz from Inglourious Basterds. And even Christopher Plummer, who plays Tolstoy in The Last Station, he said, "I'm enjoying going to all the parties and applauding for Christoph Waltz." Same with actress in a supporting role. Everyone's saying it's Monique. It's just she's won all the awards in all the other settings for her role as the horrible, abusive mother in Precious, and it's assumed she's going to get that one, and she deserves it. So the interesting one really is Best Actress, and Meryl Streep has been nominated 16 times for Best Actress or Supporting Actress. And she does a great job in Julie and Julia. And I would have said, oh, for sure, she's going to get it, until I saw Sandra Bullock. And she truly dimensionalized that character in a way that no one else did. And so I believe that she'll get the Oscar for that.